It's Monday, July 19th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Clark County is now recommending that everyone, including those who are vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places. KUNR's Michelle Billman has the details.
The Southern Nevada Health District now recommends that both unvaccinated and vaccinated individuals use masks in indoor, crowded public places, such as grocery stores, malls, large events, and casinos. The district says the change is based on the recent rise of COVID-19 cases in Clark County, along with a slowing vaccination rate. In Washoe County, health officials also released a statement. They said because Washoe's COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are much lower per capita than Clark County's, they are not requiring more masking at this time. Under a directive from the governor, unvaccinated people are already required to wear masks in indoor public settings. The district noted that it's not a bad idea for all people to wear a mask for further protection against the virus. Michelle Billman, KUNR News.
The U.S. Forest Service says lightning likely ignited a 2020 wildfire in California's Sierra National Forest, but they could not determine an official cause. September's Creek Fire spread so quickly that hundreds of Labor Day campers had to be rescued by a series of harrowing helicopter flights. The fire burned 600 square miles and destroyed 853 structures. Fire officials at the time said they'd never seen a fire move so fast in forest land. The fire cut off an access road to a popular campground at Mammoth Pool Reservoir, where 214 people became trapped. There were no fatalities. A massive new infrastructure bill is slowly moving its way through Congress this summer, but a group of elected officials, conservationists, and tribal leaders want to make sure it doesn't include new pipelines or dams along the parched Colorado River. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The group gathered in front of the Hoover Dam Thursday to call for a moratorium on what they say are wasteful projects that could divert water from the West's biggest river. These are things like the controversial Lake Powell pipeline. It would suck water from that reservoir and then bring it to one of the region's fastest growing cities, St. George, Utah. Lawmakers haven't tried to put funding for that project into the infrastructure bill yet. Great Basin Water Network Executive Director Kyle Roerink wants to make sure they don't.
We have to be very vigilant that, you know, Congress doesn't fund bad projects through a massive omnibus bill where there's a lot of room for skullduggery and chicanery. And we're asking everyone to be vigilant there.
Scientists say the West is in the midst of a prolonged mega drought that's lasted about two decades. It's predicted to be one of the most severe mega droughts in more than a millennia. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
The California legislature has approved the nation's first state-funded guaranteed income program. The $35 million plan approved last week will fund local programs that will provide monthly cash payments to young adults who recently left foster care and pregnant people. The local programs will set the monthly amount. There will be no restrictions on how recipients spend it. Advocates say their goal is to get Congress to approve a permanent national guaranteed income program. A new Federal Reserve analysis says the tight housing market is a result of soaring demand rather than a low supply of homes for sale. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
The analysis found 93% of the decrease in available homes for sale is driven by increased demand. Jeff Tucker is a senior economist at Zillow. He says the median home is selling in about a week, and he says that's remarkable.
The simplest way to explain that high demand is we have the biggest ever population of people, really 26 to 35.
Those millennials are taking the home ownership plunge. Tucker points to reasons like the pandemic, changes to our economy, and record low mortgage rates. And in our region, keeping up with the demand is daunting.
In many of these towns in the Mountain West, we simply can't build homes fast enough in the near term to close a gap of that magnitude.
Home prices in the region rose by more than 20% from April of last year to this year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, July 19th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.